I was very worried that I will take my Iraq experience and overimpose it on Afghanistan. But then I realized that Afghanistan is much different than Iraq, that each little town, each little valley has its own problems, fighting their own war. I realized that the Taliban, in one way or another, they are so different from the Iraqi insurgents. They have a plan, they have a strategy, they have, in one way or another, one structure, a one command. They have the same ideology, unlike the Iraqis, which is kind of different groups. Traveling around Afghanistan was also another learning process, because, as I said, I learned how different the country is. From each village to another village, you have a different dynamic.
From your experience, do you get a sense of how the Afghans feel about the Taliban currently?
Well, here is the thing. It's not that most of the Afghans I met were supporting the Taliban, but almost every single Afghan I met was so disappointed with both the Karzai government and with the NATO and American forces. And again, every single Afghan I met in 2001 was so happy to get rid of the Taliban and get a new prospect, a new future and everything. But then what's been happening of poverty, corruption, I mean, poverty in Afghanistan is stunning. It's the 19th century in one way or another. But the poverty, the corruption, the unemployment, and of course the repeated killing of civilians in Afghanistan, all these things made a lot of people, even secular, say, well, the days of the Taliban were much better because at least we have security. And that's the thing that you keep hearing again and again in Afghanistan.
Have you actually found evidence of any link between Taliban and Al-Qaeda?
Links between Taliban and Al-Qaeda... No, the Taliban I met were, if we can use the word, a local Taliban. They were people from the same villages. They were fighting in the same villages. And most of the leaders were kind of in their like late 30s, commanders, I would say. They were in their late 30s. So they were kind of part of the old Taliban. Most of the fighters were like a new generation started fighting in the last 3-4 years. Now, having said that, I met a couple of Taliban who spoke perfect Arabic. The Arab presence in Afghanistan is very clear, but did I find any signs of Al-Qaeda working with the Taliban? No, maybe, because I didn't kind of travel to all the areas controlled by the Taliban.
And finally, when in the presence of the Taliban, what sort of things do you have to be careful about?
I have to say something. When I entered that room, the room where I was to meet the Taliban for the first time, you know, you take off your shoes, you kind of step into that room, and suddenly there's like a strong sense of stepping into another world engulfs you. We can write about these things, we can take pictures of these things, but when you enter a room with a dozen men wearing huge silk turbans, having black around their eyes, big, huge beards and guns all over the room, whoever you are and whatever the things you've done in your life and the people you've met, entering that room is an experience by its own.